Let's start this off with an important definition. A phage is a virus that preys on and feeds off bacteria. They're found, among other places, in the soil. That brings us to a program called the Science Education Alliance Phage Hunters Advancing Genomics and Evolutionary Science Program. That's just screaming for an acronym, so we'll call it the Sea Phages Project. And that brings us to UWF, which has been selected as one of this year's participants.
The Howard Hughes Medical Institute started this in about 2008, and since then, about 5,000 students in 73 universities have participated in the Sea Phage Project. And we were one of 17 schools selected out of a pool of about 47 schools to participate. University of West Florida is unique in that we're the first school that's going to be collaborating between the biology and chemistry departments, so they're very excited to see how this is going to work out.
Dr. Pamela Tanner is a lecturer in the chemistry department at UWF. She says including chemistry in the project is unique.
We are the only school that's going to be doing it, so we're going to be learning on the fly. We're going to be, Dr. Weiman Chung is going to be going with me to a workshop in June, and we're going to learn the techniques so that we can get ready and be ready to welcome the students in the fall for the first cohort.
In the early part of the 20th century, phages were used to combat bacterial infections, but the discovery and widespread use of antibiotics pretty much ended that practice in most of the world. Phages are now being investigated as a possible way to treat food to prevent contaminations, such as listeria or botulism. Students in the Sea Phage program will be looking for phages to study.
They're going to be isolating them from the soil, using a host bacteria, and using microbiology techniques. And at the end of the semester, we're going to select one of the phages to be studied more extensively the second semester.
In the UWF program, the chemistry will support the biology. And while the Sea Phage biology curriculum has been set in past years, when it comes to the chemistry curriculum, UWF will be developing things on its own. And the students will be an integral part of the project.
And so we've looked at our general chemistry curriculum, which is all developed in-house. I'm the general chem lab coordinator. And so we've looked at those experiments, and we will be adapting them all to a more open-ended research model, which is the Howard Hughes model for the Sea Phage project. So students, the unique part about it is they're going to be doing research in a course rather than working with a faculty member doing research in their lab. So we'll be getting students involved very early as freshmen. We're going to be selecting a very small cohort of about 24 students that are going to commit to do the program for the entire year. And they will have a unique experience to do research in an academic setting and take ownership of the project and be potential authors on paper.
The Sea Phages program is set to begin at the University of West Florida this fall. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.